You're a Freemason, part of a local lodge here in Provo. What made you decide to get involved in Freemasonry?
In a nutshell, I had studied enough of history and enough of philosophy and found that a lot of the big players were Freemasons. And these key characters throughout history have been Freemasons. And I thought to myself, there's got to be something there about this fraternity. But everybody that I talked to and everything that I had read either said that they're trying to rule the world or they're a totally benign, innocent little fraternity. So as I'd researched a little bit more, I decided that I ought to go ask the man and get it right from the horse's mouth. So I went to the local lodge and spoke with one of the local Masons, and he introduced me to some others. And 6 months later, I decided to join the fraternity. And I'll admit that part of my reasoning behind that was to see behind closed doors, see what was going on. Part of that was to join into this group of great men, this legacy that's there, and see if I could contribute in some way to that. It's very much focused on the people around us, making ourselves better so that we can make our community better, making ourselves better husbands and fathers and neighbors. With all of that in mind, I decided that I'd stick to it and dedicate a little bit more time to it. And it's proven to be a very beneficial thing in my life.
Your Friday favorite is The Magic Flute by Mozart. And obviously, we won't have time to hear the entire opera. We'll just hear some excerpts. But what is it about the opera that you like?
I enjoy this, not so much, I guess, for the music of it, although that is beautiful, but the message that this opera gives. The conquering of darkness and coming into the light and enlightenment and bringing yourself into wisdom and nature and beauty and these things that I think everybody deep down is striving for. And I think that The Magic Flute shows that we're trying to conquer the darkness. We're trying to come out of this oppression and come into the light. The Queen of the Night makes an impression to me because she represents this great oppressor. She represents darkness. She represents this, in my opinion, kind of the ultimate evil of oppressing light and keeping people away from truth and knowledge. I think that that is very much the way our world is. We have these beautiful allurements that try to swerve us from our path. We have these things that are just outstanding and amazing. The philosophies of men that just make sense. And we just kind of gravitate towards these things that look and sound beautiful, that tend to be these oppressors. And the Queen of the Night, therefore, in my mind, makes an impression because she is this great siren who is guiding us off path. But how beautiful her music is. And so when I listen to that, man, it really moves me. But at the same time, it kind of awakens that cautionary being. So I'm Matt Nelson from Provo, and my Friday favorite is The Magic Flute by Mozart.